Good morning, Deb. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. Thanks, Dave.
Anyone who's been listening to the station or over the past 4 years been involved with the Greater Whitsunday Farmers Markets and Food Network know that back in 2018, you guys put yourself on the map at Freckle Farm. The Australian Food Awards, a bronze medal for your eggs, a gold medal for bacon, best in class for branded pork. And then 2019, you took out the gold award for your wood smoked ham. Now the Queensland government has recognised how you've done it.
Yeah. And this is the important stuff for us. And the reason we do what we do is that we're really passionate about fixing our environment, really, we call it regenerative agriculture. So it's not just about sustainability, which a lot of people have been talking about. Yep. It's actually, let's swing this thing. We know we've been degrading our soils and we've been, you know, doing all sorts of things that have impacted on our environment and waterways and the reef and what have you. So our whole focus has been, might want to call it holistic farming. We do biodynamics. We're now very excited about the opportunity to use multi-cropping systems. And we're seeing those benefits. But yeah, we're being recognised for that approach, because it is widely understood that we do have to be more conscious of how we farm, what we're producing, and this is part of that recognition today.
And officially, you are recognised now as the Eat Queensland champion in recognition of your sustainable and ethical approach to farming. And you and Rob, between your 3 and 4 generations of farming there, so you've obviously had some pretty good teachers along the way too as you've grown up.
Yeah. You know, when we look back on it, Robin, well, we've been farming in our own right for 15 years, but obviously as fourth generation farmers, we've grown up seeing different systems. And I've also been exposed to that through my work as a rural journo 25 years ago, and understood at that time that there were challenges that farmers were facing, and could see that there were different approaches that were being proposed at the time. And this is what it's about. It's understanding that at any point in time, you do what you think is the right thing. And that changes over time. So it's a constant learning. And that's what farmers are so good at. You know, we're so resilient in the face of lots of challenges, including season and climate, markets and all sorts of other things.
And that's the last question, Deb. I suppose it's just all part of the whole, isn't it? Yeah, 4.5, 5 years ago, the Greater Whitsunday Food Network, the markets, none of that existed. And in the last 4 or 5 years, that's all happened. And people are now getting an idea about what it's like to eat locally produced food, even grow their own locally produced food.
Yeah. And that's a big swing. COVID-19, for all the negative things, you know, the one positive for those of us working in this food space is that people have really had a big awakening about how important it is to have access to, you know, quality, fresh, local produce. And as you said, people are doing it themselves. They're putting in gardens, they are getting chooks in the backyard. We've seen an increase in the sales of livestock to people who want to, you know, produce their own meat as well. So we can only see this thing grow, I believe.
Well, on behalf of all those who've followed the Freckle Farm journey over the past 15 years or so, congratulations to you, Rob, and the family.
Thank you very much, Dave. Much appreciated.